respected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And as Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to respect our women and to protect our women. And the only time a Muslim really gets real violent is when someone goes to molest his woman. We will kill you for our woman. I'm making it plain, yes. We will kill you for our woman. We believe that if the white man will do whatever is necessary to see that his woman gets respect and protection, then you and I will never be recognized as men until we stand up like men and place the same penalty over the head of anyone who puts his filthy hands out to put in the direction of our women.
Welcome to the Love Frequency, where we love frequently. My name is Ange, the Love Freak. And today is a special episode because we are touching on a topic that I feel needs to be addressed in some way, shape, or form. And that is the topic of sex trafficking. And when I talk about the world kind of being in this space, this negative space, a lot of the world is in this negative space, we get news like this. And unfortunately, this is a major, major issue. And if you have not been really alert or have been listening to what's been going on, although I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this podcast, you've heard about it. And the sex trafficking is pretty much people that are kidnapping. They're taking people and they're putting them to this sex trade to where they're, it's like either they're like having them kids, children, young ones, having sex with older men and doing things that are just not appropriate. And it's in that dark, dark space. And or they're murdering these women and these kids. I don't really want to highlight too much on the negative aspect, but there was a story of a young girl who went missing at a birthday party and then they found her in a dumpster. Or, you know, you got these women out here and they're just missing and nobody's knowing what is going on with them. And I won't say that this is something that's new that's been happening, but it's definitely something where the light has definitely begun to shine upon this major issue. My mom was even telling me a story that she heard about California. A lady, she was in her car and she saw this van pull up with all these, I don't know if they were like Arab or whatever. I don't want to start putting race attached to it because any and everybody can be a predator. But it was a van that pulled up and she hurried up and locked her doors. Because it was a woman of all things, tried to open up the door to take her child. And that's crazy. Because, like I said, it can be anybody. It can be anybody. And even women, people that you would think would be understanding, who are made to be nurturing, who are, you know, the protectors in that way, and you can't trust them, you know what I'm saying, because maybe they're in the game. So you definitely have to be careful. I always tell my kids to be mindful. I'm definitely active with them when it comes to making sure I drop them off at school, I pick them up, I don't want them left alone doing whatever. And you know, I put on aspect things of protection upon them. And I was just listening, I just saw a quote. And I'm going to actually see if I can get to this quote, this meme right here as we are talking. But this guy, he's a very powerful voice, very strong activist. And he's actually building a powerful community within where he's at in terms of just creating a solid structure in terms of, okay, let me build housing and for the Black community, for his people, keeping the money cycling through. He's all about homeschooling and taking care of his children and teaching them the right ways. And his quote on the sex trafficking is, he said, "You know what's cooler than posting about this shit all day and victim stories?" He said, "Arming yourselves, stop being fucking reactive, and teaching your family how to headshot a mother-effer. When he's moving weird. But never mind. I know fake caring is more fun and easier." And I get what he's saying to a degree. I get what he's saying. He's pretty much saying that, you know, when it comes to social media, we fake care as a human race, because we don't know what else to do, right? We don't know how else to take action. So we sit here and we fake care. We will post about it. Oh, how sad. And we get likes and shares. But who's actually doing something about it in terms of telling you what you need to do to be more vigilant? And the reason why I can be so passionate about this subject, because there's a lot of the Black women that are becoming missing. There are a lot of Black women, and it's all mainly, I don't know if it's mainly, but that is the top of the news in terms of it being Black women. Now, it can be anybody. It can be any woman, but we're definitely being targeted in some way or shape or form. And that is why I put at the beginning of this video, I put that Malcolm X excerpt from a speech, because if you're not amongst the community and you don't really understand what we go through as a culture, you won't really understand why we act the way we act and do the things that we do. And the only way to truly get to that understanding is to look back at our history and realize that we're still saying the same things. The Black woman, it has not been protected. If you look at the generation, the Black woman has been through more than, I don't want to make this a comparison, so let me not say more than, but the Black woman has been through a lot. And I don't want to make a comparison because I'm highlighting Black women right now. I'm highlighting my culture. I am a Black woman. I'm a woman who is in America who is considered a Black woman because of my skin, my melanin and my skin. Now, as far as ethnicity, that is not ethnicity. It's just what I'm identified as in this society. But ethnic wise, I'm of African descent and Native descent. But it's all one and the same. And as the Black woman, the woman known as a Black woman, even the African woman, we have been through a lot in terms of our history. From seeing our men, and this I can go to like slavery time, right? Seeing our men being taken away from us in terms, and our children hung up on trees, burned up at stakes, getting ripped apart by horses, being drugged, dragged, and being raped, not only being raped, but having our children watch us being raped. You know what I'm saying? Like things like this, okay? Having to take care of an entire family when the man has either been killed or if he goes astray, being the backbone, that matriarchal backbone of our culture and our society, the Black woman has been the power force and has kept our kids alive and has kept our children growing and our family structure. Now, not to say that things have not went astray because of how society has been designed in terms of the media and the manipulation and integration and all that, but the woman has been holding it down when there is nobody else to hold it down. So as a Black woman, this is what I'm saying. We must save ourselves. I have to save myself. We save ourselves. I am a woman and I have children. I have two girls. And unfortunately, I fall into that statistic of being a single mother who has to make it on her own. But it's possible because guess what? I have strong Black women behind me. I have my mother and my grandmother. Yes, my grandfather is there. He did what he was supposed to do in this world. You know what I'm saying? He worked hard, did what he did, and retired, and he's making sure his family is good. But when it came to the nurturing aspect to make sure my children are right, it's been the women. The women are like, "What you need? We got you." They hungry. They need food. They need clothes. They need this. They need that. They on it. Keeping all of this together. So we must protect ourselves as Black women and to the Black men and to men in general. It's time to really start opening your eyes and realizing it's okay to protect the Black woman as well. She is the mother of the world, the mother of the universe, of creation, you know, and protect her. Because when we can protect and nourish the Black woman and really get us back on the level of our ancient, more ancient ancestors who were royalty, queens. I'm talking powerful queens. If you look up Queen Anakuwana, Zinga from Africa, Nefertiti, Cleopatra, you look at these African descent women who are our ancestors, who are everyone considered them ancestors, but they are African descent. They have been powerful, mighty, and they knew the power of their feminine essence. So now what we have to do is take back our power as women and our knowledge and our intuitiveness and really start protecting ourselves. And I'm going to give you 10 basic safety tips for women. So if you're just a woman out there, you don't have to, not specifically Black, but this is geared toward a Black woman because it's what we're going through right now with the missing of our women. But this can go for any woman. It can go for children. And I just say protect your children. But here are 10 basic safety tips for women to follow. Okay, so the first one being be aware of your surroundings, also known as situational awareness. That is something I learned while I was in the military. Just kind of know and be vigilant around what's going on. Sometimes, like where I live, like I move quickly in silence because I'm like, I don't want to draw too much attention, especially when it's at night. So come on, get your stuff. Let's go. I don't want to be loud. And I don't want to draw attention. Be aware of your surroundings because at the end of the day, I'd rather be more aware of someone else than them be more aware of me. I want to make sure that I know what's going on at all times within my surrounding. And I say, got to stay vigilant. And that's important. Number two, get off of your phone. Get off your phone. Like that call, that text, that Facebook notification, all of that, it can wait. It can wait till you be in a place where you can focus. Because when you're out and say you're walking, or if you're just kind of walking to your car from the store, and you're not having that situational awareness because you're on the phone, you're too distracted. So you're not really knowing what's going on. Do not let your phone be a distraction. Like I said, all that stuff can wait. You wait till you get to your car, you lock your doors, you wait to get your house, you lock the doors. You don't need to be walking and being on your phone unless you really have a good idea what the environment and around you is looking like. And then you feel more comfortable being on your phone, but just have that situational awareness. You got to have it. Number three, this is from a website, just so you know, but number three was don't leave your purse unattended. So always pay attention to your things. Lock up your purse. That's important because you want to always keep your money safe. Because like I said, women are always targeted because they think we're weak, but they don't understand the power of a woman. And once we understand as women how powerful we were, they definitely ain't going to be calling us a weak gender anymore. I tell you that much because we are powerful beyond measure. Number four, lock the door behind you. And that's something I had to learn for myself. So you definitely want to lock the door behind you. Your car door, your house door, anything like that, because I had to learn that because I used to be in my car. I used to be somebody in my car, and I just kind of like, I'm looking at something. I'm not really in a rush, but I'm doing stuff. But I've now I'm more consciously aware because of all this is going on to at least lock my doors while I'm in my car. Like, I don't have to hurry up and get nowhere, but at least make sure my doors are locked because sometimes my children be in the car. Ain't nobody, I'm telling you, darling, if you don't want to feel the wrath of God, you really don't mess with me and mine's. So I definitely want to be like, look, let's keep the peace. Let me lock my doors because that will give me more power and control over my situation. Because I'd rather have more power and control that somebody tries to get in and they can't and they looking stupid than them actually having access, opening the door, and me having to whoop their mother. You know, anyways, I'm about to get a little too over it. But anyways, number five, speak up. Don't be afraid to get loud. If somebody's approaching you, you're not in a comfortable situation, don't be afraid to get loud. Do not be afraid to yell. Oh, no, you better watch your mother. And then this is what I say. I say, don't yell like, oh, my gosh, someone help me. No, that is not what speaking up. I want you, if you're going to stand up, because it's all about fight or flight. That's our basic responses when it comes to to protecting ourselves. It's that fight or flight mechanism. So no, when you speak up, you say, mother, and I'm a cuss. This is a cussing episode. Like I said, Love Freak is just everything. It's for the mature, you know what I'm saying? And we're all grown. So I'm going to say motherfucker. Like you say motherfucker. And that word right there holds great power. When you say motherfucker, I wish you would come bring that shit. Because at the end of the day, you want them to think that you crazy. You want them to second guess before they mess with you. You want them to think twice, and that's always my thing. My thing, I want to carry myself in a way that they gonna think twice before they make a move. It ain't gonna be an easy target. I want them to look at me and think twice, because if they think twice, they gonna think a third time, and that third time will be like, yeah, that's just too much work, because it ain't gonna be worth it in the end, because it's gonna be a fight. Number six. Park safely. So when parking, choose spots that are in a well-lit area amongst other cars, as close to any main entrances of the building that you can. Okay? And this is mainly if it's nighttime. If it's in the daytime, you know, I definitely say get your exercise in, park far, and go walk. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're in a parking garage or something like that. But if it's at night especially, definitely park more closer to the entrance. Lock your car quickly. Always know where your stuff is in your hands. Like what I'll do, I won't have my phone in my hands. I'll put my phone in my purse, have my keys out to where I need it. I'll have it out to where I need it, because if I need it, you know what I'm saying, I can use that as a weapon. So you keep your keys in there, but keep everything else so you're not juggling with too much stuff. You don't want to have too much stuff in your hands or whatever. So park safely. Make sure that you are in a safe place. As well as, and I don't know if this is, I'm gonna say it for number six. So number six, be careful around those vans, those little Scooby-Doo vans, those kidnapping looking vans. And they could be completely harmless. It could be some plumber, you know, parking next to. But at the end of the day, park somewhere else, because those vans are usually where people pop out. They do something and they go. Because another thing that these people have been doing is they are in these vans and they open up that side door, and I guess they've been injecting women that kind of paralyze them temporarily and dragging them into the van. And that's because that's a lot of these sex trafficking victims who have been rescued have been saying that that has happened to them. And so you definitely want to like be careful of the vehicles that you park next to. And if you say you park into a parking space somewhere and you come out and there's a van sitting next to you, just be really mindful of that van, where it's at, and the direction you're parked in, and just hurry up in the car or whatever. And not in a fearful way, but in a I'm watching you way, and I'm gonna make sure I'm good way. So let me move swiftly and vigilantly, not fearfully, but swiftly and vigilantly, because I have situational awareness. Number seven, let's see, they're saying answer the door. Now, I don't know about that. I don't know if I agree with this one. I'm getting this information off a site. It says answer the door. And their reasoning for saying this is they say, typically we've been told if you're home alone and someone knocks, don't answer, they'll go away. Recent events, though, are showing that more and more burglars are doing home invasions, assuming that if no one answers, it's safe to go in. Locally, we've been told by the police department, answer with a call for who it is and let them know you're on the phone. I don't know if I agree with that 100%. I mean, if you feel comfortable answering the door every time, you go ahead and do that. If that feels more comfortable for you to not even necessarily answer the door, opening it up, but yelling it through the door, if you feel more comfortable doing that, then all power to you. I'm the type of person that if I don't know you and I'm looking at my people and I'm like, I don't know who you are, first of all, my lights are on. If my lights are on in my house, you know I'm home. You know somebody's home. I don't have to say a mother effing thing, but you don't have to know who's home. That's the thing. You don't have to know who's home. Because at the end of the day, you try to come through these thresholds, that's a way to protect yourself. And I'm gonna have that for number eight. Learn how to use a gun, your gun or something. Because if somebody does something, you want to be ready. You want to stay ready. So go to the shooting range. Go to the shooting range. Even if you don't own a gun, just putting that power in your hand and knowing that you can, that you have that ability, that is going to give you power alone. So you can either have a gun, own it, or if you don't feel comfortable having a gun in your house around your children, get a bat, or just know how to knock somebody the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Know how to knock a motherfucker out. Don't be docile. It's okay to be soft and nurturing when needed, but you got to know when to work it when needed. And it's okay. Like, I love women who are in martial art. That's why I love martial arts. I love boxing. People don't get it twisted. When they see me initially, because of me pushing my blog and all that, they're like, oh, yeah, she cute. She, you know what? Don't get it twisted. I box. Like, I hit the bag. I'm powerful, and I wish a motherfucker would, type deal. Like, that's the kind of attitude I carry. You ain't about to mess with me or mine. Okay? As y'all see, I'm getting passionate, but we gotta be that. We gotta have that force within us, because if you listen to the love frequency, if you hear what I talk about, I always talk about that masculine and feminine energy balance that we all have within us. We all have that feminine character qualities and masculine qualities. And I don't mean female and man, woman. I mean the essence of those qualities. So therefore, we can be soft, we can be nurturing, but we can also be very aggressive and dominating, and we gotta know when to switch that on in depending on the situation. So we just got to know when to switch it on and off. A lot of people get confused in terms of they take that masculine aggressive domination and they take it to where they're supposed to be soft and nourishing, and soft and nourishing and docile when they're supposed to be dominant and aggressive. No, you got to know when to use it. That soft nurturing, that's for your family, it's for your friends, it's for your lover. That's when you bring out that goddess, right? But when it's time when somebody's messing with you, your children, or you have an imminent threat or something upon you, that's when you bring out that masculine. Whether you got a man there or not, you got to be there to have his back. If you have a man's there to protect you, you protect him. You have his back. You be that lioness. You know what I'm saying? Be tough. Number 8, trust your instincts. As women, we have powerful intuition, power intuitive abilities, and that's what makes us so powerful, because it's easier for us to connect to that. Like, men can do it too, but as women, because of that feminine element, and because the universe is a feminine element and energy is very subtle and feminine, we have a more sensitivity to our intuition, which stems from the solar plex and our gut instincts. Listen to it. If something don't feel right, listen to it. And we heard this from our grandmas, our grandmamas, mamas. We, you know, this has been passed down for generations, that this, you need to trust your gut instinct. You need to trust your intuition. Listen to that voice. Don't shield it off. That little voice is not something that is to be ignored. Because within, when you hear that subtle voice, that subtle energy, that's that God within you telling you to be alert of a situation. When you don't listen, that's when something happens, right? There was a story. This lady was telling a story how she was driving. And she said, you know, she didn't think nothing of it. She's used to going a certain route. She said there's 2 exits that could get her to her dance studio. So she's driving, and then she said something just instinctively had her turn off on the exit that she doesn't usually go, that kind of takes a little bit more time. And she was like, wait a minute, why did I get off here? So she turned around, went back on the highway to go to the exit that she was used to taking, and it was a stop traffic. The traffic was stopped. Like, nobody was moving. Had she have kept on that exit, she would have gotten there in great timing. But instead, she went against her instinct, and she got stuck in traffic. See, sometimes it's those little things that we kind of question, like, why am I doing this? Like, that happened to me the other day, and that story I took with me. I was like, okay. So I was driving, and something just said, okay, go this route today. You know, so I just took that route, and it was just a pleasant route. And I was like, I don't know why I did it, but I just listened to it, and it was pleasant. And so you always gotta trust that intuition. I cannot stress that enough, how important it is. Number 10, don't make yourself a target. So they're saying don't wear flashy jewelry, wearing restrictive clothing, carrying more than you can manage, not paying attention. So pretty much everything ties into situational awareness. So you want to be smart. You want to have common sense. So if you're out, especially by yourself, you don't want to be in a place where you're not able to move your hands freely. You don't want to be restricted. You don't want to, and you know what? I mean, my thing is this. As far as flashy jewelry, maybe even flashing clothing, I mean, if you're going out somewhere, why not? I feel like I should be able to wear certain stuff. But when you are in that, that's when you have to be more vigilant on where you park and around your situation. So know if you do stand out, because I often stand out in certain situations when I do like Zumba events, because Zumba is very colorful. So you're always wearing a lot of color. So I know that when I go out and I'm dressed for Zumba and I'm dressed for a big event, a dance fitness event, because we can even do that in mixed fit. So any kind of dance fitness event, I am making sure that I am aware at least of my surroundings, that the surroundings are cool. And I'm aware that I need to be aware. So I'm not totally oblivious to what's going on in my surroundings. I stay ready. And I'm going to give you a bonus thing. So if you have been rocking with me and listening this way through, you actually get a nice little bonus. And my thing is, carry around, like if you listen to Love Frequency, you know we're all about stones and crystals and energy tools. And I say definitely get you a protective stone around. Meditate on protection with those grounding protection stones, like a black obsidian, tiger's eye. Because what those do is going to keep away the negative energy, and it is going to offer protection. I also have oils, which are herbs, and they're protection herbs. And whether you believe it or not, why not take it an extra measure and use them? So I actually have a protection herb oil that is for protection, and I'll put it on myself, put it on my children, put it around my home, and just kind of put that energy out there for divine protection. I'm also very spiritual, so I connect with my ancestors. I connect with the spirits. And I ask, or I have their assistance. I have their assistance in protecting my family and my home. So I know I have divine protection as well as I have physical protection because I know how to defend myself. And so therefore, you got to take measures into the spiritual world, because as women, because like I said, we're very connected and it's easy. We have to utilize our spiritual tools, and we have to utilize our spiritual connection, open up our third eye and our crown chakras. That's why chakras are very important, because when you open up and align your chakras, first of all, the root chakra is for protection and grounding. That's right there. It's going to protect you. That sacral, that's of course the nurturing, but it's also a very creative force. So find ways to be creative in terms of what you need to do. Then you have your solar plex chakra. That's your intuition. You nourish that so that you can receive those messages and know what not to do. Your heart chakra, you want to protect. Your throat chakra, that's what I mean. You got to know what to say and how to say it. You know what I'm saying? the third eye chakra, that kind of gives you more intuition. So it's definitely going to help. It's going to give you vision and insight. So it's definitely going to help your intuition. And in your crown chakra, that's your divine messages. So you're going to get directly from the divine in the spiritual aspect. So that's why it's important to keep yourself aligned, keep yourself balanced, keep yourself rooted and protected. And we must do the same for our children and be vigilant on that. Like, I don't know how many people go to church, but it's not enough to just go to church and hope that, you know, Jesus is going to sit here and protect you. No, you have to take the measures into your hands, into your own abilities, and you have to put the protection into your life. Meditate on it. Use the tools and really focus and pay attention. This is what it's about. This is called saving ourselves. We must. And because we cannot depend on external factors to come in and save us or protect us, we must do it ourselves. And this goes for men too. Men, you can protect yourself, but people typically expect men to protect themselves on a physical level. But men as well, you can protect yourself on a spiritual level as well, because there is a lot of violence going on towards our brothers. So we all kind of need to protect ourselves as a culture, as a people, and as humanity, just knowing the right tools, because we can only save ourselves at this point. At this point, that is the only option, saving ourselves. It's the only option. And the way to save ourselves is to ascend on a higher frequency and understand the things that we need to do. And that is why when you're on the love frequency, you're vibrating at a higher frequency and you're repelling off those negative vibrations. So stay on that love frequency, but understand the love frequency is not a soft, docile frequency. It's a very powerful frequency. And that's what I mean by the love frequency. I can love people, but I love myself. And if I need to do something to make sure that you don't come near, then I'm going to make sure that you don't come near, because I understand there are negative energies in this world that we have to protect ourselves from. So I only invite the ones that are on the same vibration and frequency. And I invite you to come along with me on this love frequency, because when we're on the love frequency, we don't do disparaging acts such as taking a child, such as taking a woman or taking anybody and being violent. Because my thing is this: do anything that you want to in this world, but don't harm nobody else. It's just that damn simple. do whatever the hell you want to on this earth, but don't you hurt nobody else. And I am so serious. This needs to stop. And I, on a level, and I want to summons the spirits to protect our children and each other, our children especially, because they're so innocent and pure. Protect our children from these predators, these evil beings. They gotta go. They gotta go. And the only way they go is by us knowing how to protect ourselves. And so therefore, I'm going to actually leave you with a nice little speech from this guy. He's really deep. And his message is pretty much the black woman is God. And he explains why that is indeed fact. No, but he explains and he breaks it down. So please stick around and listen to this powerful message. And I hope that you got something out of this episode today. Like I said, this is a very important episode. It's about bringing awareness, because in order to rise above on a love frequency, we have to be aware of what's going on in this world that is not on that love frequency. And I don't mean being caught up in it in a terms of fear, but come from a place of love and understanding and compassion for it, so that we're able to talk about it and we're able to put in the work that needs to be done to solve it or heal it. It's not enough just to talk about it and bring awareness, but we need to do something about it. And the only way that I know how to do something about it at this point is just to teach you and tell you about how to protect yourself. That's it. That's the only way that I know how to do it. So I'm going to utilize my voice and the influence that I do have, and I'm going to say protect yourself. And I'm going to give you the ways on how to do it. Make sure you stay in alignment with the love frequency, because like I said, the information is very valuable. The knowledge is very powerful. I get my messages and my inspiration from the divine. So you're getting it from a high frequency. Everything that's stated on this love frequency is coming from a higher vibration. And it's my purpose to give this type of healing to the world. So make sure you stay in contact. Sign up for our text messaging services by texting at LOVEFREQ. That's Love Freak, to 81010. That's 81010. And when you do that, you'll receive daily motivation and inspiration to help get your day started and to help us stay connected as a community so that we continue to spread love throughout the community. Here is that audio, and thank you for tuning in. Have a beautiful day.
This is Kemet Prince, Kemet Prince 1. I want to talk to you why the black woman holds the key to life. I mean, the black woman being the mother of creation, the mother of human creation, the reason why I say she holds the key to life is because everything came through her. She was the first original woman, the mother. And the reason why I say it's so important for the black woman to understand her place and her power is because once the black woman understands that she holds the key, she can unlock the door and change will happen. Now, let me take you back into ancient Kemet, which is called Egypt. Now, you see, you can look this up, how many black queens there were who ruled over nations. What I'm trying to say is that there was no gender difference as we have it today. Today, what you're seeing, I live in London, what you're seeing in the West, and I traveled to many African countries, I just came back from Ethiopia. What you're seeing is that the black woman, especially in the West, has been sexualized to accommodate the masculine principle. And the feminine principle has been dismissed. You see, it's all good. I'm talking to you, black woman, now. It's all good to look good. But what you have to understand is that you have to satisfy yourself first before you satisfy the man. Once you become conscious, people will follow you. Trust me. And I'm trying to say that to each and every black woman. You hold the key to change. Do something, we will follow. Hold debates, create conferences, we will follow. You see, you have a lot of warriors out here at the moment who are doing their thing. But the thing is, the key is in the black woman's hand because everything flows through her. This is her domain. We're living in a feminine principle. You see, and the reason why the world is at the state it is now is because they've killed the feminine principle. Every religion you have it now, major religion, has killed the feminine principle. And you have a masculine principle which is fully intact and fully domineering. What I'm trying to say is that everything in its original manifestation is soft. The penis is soft because it's a feminine principle. When it's erect, then it goes masculine. But originally, what is it? Thank you, it's soft. Everything is soft. It starts off as a gas, liquid, solid. You see, what I'm trying to say is that women are naturally connected to the earth. Once they realize this, they can understand what the earth is telling them. You see, back in the ancient days, you had oracles, and they were mostly women. Because women were connected to the earth, they knew what was going to happen. But you see, today, the oppressor knows this, and that's why he's desensitized the woman and defeminized her. So now the woman wants money. The woman wants power. And the woman is so desensitized that she doesn't even know who she is. I'm talking about the black woman here. What I'm trying to say is that you have to check yourself. Just as like black men, we have to check ourselves too. But through you comes change and you hold the key. So what I'm trying to say to each and every black woman out there is that because you hold the key, open the door and let us in. Thank you. Hotep.